T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, otherwise we would have reported him having a head injury. I mean, that's why the NFL has these protocols, and there's not, like, every single NFL game that is played, there's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. So, yeah, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's in, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's Mike McDaniel talking a big game. I don't know that we believe him after what we saw last night, David.
And empty words.
Empty words is right. And we are delighted to welcome in Chris Nowinski. He, of course, the co-founder and CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Chris joins us now on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I did not sleep much last night, and I'm very angry.
And you know, I mean, there's no joy in saying this, but you pretty much predicted this before the game started. You tweeted out your concern before the game started, and then we see Tua being carted off the field. I got to tell you, I'm sure you take no joy in being right about that, but it just underscored how predictable that result was.
Right. I mean, it's absolutely true. You're talking about, you know, what percent of, you know, 5% of quarterbacks each week are getting concussions anyway. So you put a guy out there 4 days after a previous concussion, you may end his career just on that 5%. Plus, it's going to be easier to get a concussion. Plus, it's going to be much worse to have two in such a short period of time. Could be career ending. And as you know, it ended two concussions too close together. It ended my career and gave me permanent post-concussion symptoms. So the idea that someone 20 years later is going through the same stuff I did, except for back then I didn't tell them the truth, and we didn't have protocols. Now we have protocols, and that we don't. The idea that this is still happening is just so frustrating and sad.
It's great to talk to you, Chris. I wish it were under different circumstances, but you are the person who has invested so much and devoted so much of your time and your life to awareness about this and improving the game and the conditions. And then let's start there. There's so much to get to, but I think that, to me, Mike McDaniel post-game talking about this and not even defending himself, but talking about this and saying about Tua, he, quote, doesn't have anything more serious than a concussion. So much there, because I think it reflects how little concern there is. It's just a concussion is very serious, and that to me showed just what is part of the problem here.
Yeah, no, nothing more serious than a concussion. He needs to change his vocabulary. Nothing more serious than a traumatic brain injury. I mean, frankly, if you saw how he fell, like, there was no one worried he broke his neck. All right, they had to backboard him because that's policy, but the worst possible thing was a brain injury, and he had that. And for him to also say, if you're worried about a concussion, we're not putting a guy back in. Like, I don't think that happened on Sunday, because Tua showed 5 unique signs of a concussion on that hit on Sunday, where he grabbed his helmet. He took bad steps when he got up. He shook off the cobwebs, which is a very specific sign of concussion and visual problems. Then he fell, and then his teammates had to hold him up so he wouldn't fall again. The protocol is supposed to be there. The doctor is supposed to look at the video, and I do not know how a doctor looks at that video and doesn't say, oh, that's definitely a concussion, no matter what the player tells him. Players are on after they retire, players are very honest about how much they lie and try to distract doctors because they're in the heat of the moment. They just had a brain injury. They're not thinking straight. They can't feel the brain injury, and the doctor's job is to stop them. And the fact that the doctors not only didn't stop them to put them back in the game, but then nobody forced them to sober up on Monday or Tuesday and say, oh, God, that was a concussion. We're putting him in the protocol. He shouldn't play Thursday. Like, that's a failure by the NFL. That's a failure by the leadership. I the idea that there was an investigation that they didn't finish before he had to play on Thursday is absurd. And so, you know, they literally, like, risked the guy's life, played Russian roulette with his future. And the reason I tweeted that before the game was simply because I saw the NFL promoting the game, which means they're promoting Tua versus Joe. And they're complicit in this. They were trying to make money knowing that a guy was going out there with a concussion too soon. And, you know, I mean, I think hopefully they're learning something from this, but they didn't have to learn this lesson. We all knew this. And this is just it's a tragedy. It's just a real tragedy. And let's hope Tua doesn't have his career ruined, or let's hope in 20 years he's not suicidal, or whatever can happen from brain injuries down the road.
And, you know, we talked this morning about culpability, about, you know, the owner of the Dolphins is already suspended, so you can't really go after him. The general manager would be someone you'd want to talk to. You'd want to talk to the coach. You'd want to talk to the player. You'd want to talk to the league. I don't know how far-reaching culpability gets, but it seems like the very fact that this could happen with these protocols in place indicates the protocols aren't working.
The training's not there. It's a cultural problem. Like, the belief isn't there. You know, just think about the NFL's culture, right? They now know that this game causes chronic traumatic encephalopathy, right? And they now know that we've studied nearly 400 NFL players at Boston University, led by Ann McKee. And they know that nearly all of them have had CTE, and they've died horrible, horrible deaths, okay? And this NFL, who knows that, is still spending tens of millions of dollars a year to recruit your children to put on a helmet at 5 years old, not because they think they'll be future NFL players, but they know they'll be bigger fans if they've played the game, understand the rules, and tried on those costumes. And so this is an NFL who – is not, let's be frank, they are not being good citizens. and we can use much darker terminology for the what they are spreading through our culture in the way they promote this game and recruit children to get a game that causes a brain disease.
So I think we're all curious, Chris, to find out, you know, what the punitive result of this will be and who will be held accountable. But I also think, though, there's got to be some sort of practical response to this in terms of the concussion protocol during games and having, you know, the independent certified athletic trainers. How independent are these people making these evaluations and decisions? If you were to recommend something that would change the process, so things like what happened on Sunday, frankly, don't happen again, or last night, don't happen again, where would you start?
You know, it's a great question, because you would think that we'd try to plug every hole in the protocol, because every year that weaknesses have been found and adjustments have been made. And this wasn't a protocol issue. This was a human error. But this was a cultural issue, because any of those coaches or owners of the Dolphins should have been able to diagnose with their own eyes Tua's concussion. The fact that they didn't step in and err on the side of concussion makes them complicit in this whole thing. Like, I guess a doctor can make a mistake once in a while, but the whole point is that the rest of us are here to help them. This was a concussion that happened in front of 20 million people, and everybody saw the video worldwide, and everybody knew they had a concussion, apparently, but the Dolphins, right? And but the NFL. So, I mean, the NFL may be unsavable at this point. And you remarked on the punishment. Let's also be clear, like, nothing's going to give Tua those brain cells back, right? Nothing is going to decrease the risk of him having long-term problems. What's going to happen now is we're going to have punishment theater, where the NFL, like just when we have, like, our suspensions for, you know, people who get inappropriate massages. They love media. The NFL loves when the media covers the punishment theater. And so Roger Goodell's come out and make some big statements that sound important, and they'll probably overcorrect and like take away draft picks or something that'll really piss everyone off. That'll make everyone feel satisfied. And the reality is that's nothing. That's just theater. That's pro wrestling as a former pro wrestler. The problem is that this is an organization that does not appear to care about the long-term health of their players. And it's something we've known for a long time, and maybe some of us forgot it, but this is the best example yet that we cannot trust the NFL. And what I will say we should learn from this is do not trust the NFL with your children. Okay, so when they are recruiting you with nice commercials with Peyton and Eli Manning, who are so fun, they're recruiting your children to a game that will give some of them a brain disease that will destroy their lives. They need to get out of that game, and I am going to make sure Roger Goodell hears that from me personally, next month or this month. What month is it? But, yeah, that's how I feel.
It's fascinating to think about, Chris, because I think that there are people that just want to protect the league and want to keep the league operating and running. And yet when they do this, all they do is undercut the league and make it more likely that more people are going to want to stop it. So it seems like having protocols in place will only work if people are willing to follow them. And I'm talking about coaches and general managers, and you mentioned independent doctors connected to this. Players, right? Wasn't there supposed to be a if you see something, drop a dime on it, or that sort of thing?
Right.
The player himself. I just don't understand how you can end up with almost like a conspiracy of silence here.
I agree. I mean, and let's also be true. I say football builds character. There was no character anywhere to be found in this entire situation. And they put a guy who had a brain injury out there to get another one just to boost ratings. I do not blame Tua at all. It's completely normal to want to play. He doesn't, you can't, when your brain is injured, you're going to make bad decisions. That's a fact. So there's no blame on Tua. This is the system. The system is supposed to protect him, and the system didn't protect him. And unfortunately, this is just like the 1,000,000th example of the system being broken.
Talking with Chris Nowinski, the founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation, here on The Score. So, Chris, let's talk about the culture for a little bit, because I do think awareness helps people understand what's going on here. And last night, among the fails, I think, was watching the halftime show and having how this was being discussed. Now, they rallied post-game and they did a better job, but the Amazon production, I think, left a lot to be desired when it came to addressing this issue, asking the right questions, and processing the news story as it happened. You run workshops for reporters. You advise people how to discuss this and how this should be handled in the media. What did we learn from last night in that regard?
Well, I'll be very frank about this. We just did training for TSN's Canadian Football League reporters. Basically, we can get to most reporters and train them. We did the training for Major League Baseball reporters, broadcasters, play-by-play people. The one people we can't get to is the NFL people, because the NFL announcers are completely scared to death of saying anything wrong because they know the NFL will toss them out on the street. And we all thought Bob Costas was untouchable. When Bob Costas made one wrong statement after creating this broadcaster training with us, Bob Costas was out of covering the NFL. And so I would say that what you are seeing on NFL broadcasts, like, to be perfectly frank, there's a few people, like Andrea Kramer's been very helpful in her work, and she's on the Amazon crew, and I know she said the right things as she was covering this, but there's a lot of cowardice out there from those broadcasters, not willing to report what we all see. They're scared to death to use the concussion word before the NFL tells them they can. And so what they're sending is wrong messages through the television to our children, because they're not acknowledging what we're all seeing. They'll happily call a knee injury, that's a knee injury, that's a shoulder injury, whatever it is. They will not say brain injury. And so we're just all getting dumber watching NFL games. And, I once had hope that some of these broadcasters would have some guts, and I was very impressed that people like Bob Costas did, and the NFL very purposely showed people that no one is untouchable and stay in line. And so now we get that ridiculous statements we had last night about the injury.
Chris, I just want to read you this. This is from Thomas Jones, the former Bears running back. He went on Twitter this morning and said, NFL players are warriors and are willing to sacrifice our minds, bodies, souls for this game, especially when we're playing well and winning. But some of these trainers have to step in and say no, especially with concussions, because trust me, when we retire, no one gives a blank about us.
Yeah, well said. He's right. I mean, they train us to run through walls and destroy our bodies, and then they're not there to help us once it's done. And people have to be honest about that. So, what they did to Tua is like knowing somebody is drunk, and the guy said, "But I want to drive home." And you go, "Well, you told me you did, so that's fine. I gave you the keys, and you go kill. You know, you go die in a car crash." And you know, I mean, that's basically what they did. We're just lucky that Tua didn't die. But, you know, since it happened, I, you know, had some reporter reach out to me to share a story about a kid who even took 2 weeks off, a high school football player, I think in Illinois, took 2 weeks off and came back and had what looks like second impact syndrome. Like, it happens. It really happens. People do die. The kid's still in a coma. You can find it on my Twitter, Chris Nowinski 1. But, you know, I appreciate you guys raising awareness about this. I'm actually at the National Academy of Sciences in D.C. at a traumatic brain injury meeting, so I got to go hop back into it. All right, guys?
Thanks so much, Chris. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.
All right, take care. Thanks, guys. Take care.
That is Chris Nowinski. He was a football player at Harvard, yes. An all-Ivy League football player. He became a professional wrestler. He learned about this stuff the hard way. Before he became a neuroscientist, he suffered concussions himself. And you know, he's in the movie, depicted in the movie,
yes.
Concussion.
Local guy
made good.
Yep.
Just an extraordinary person. And this is just such an awful story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.